Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to the Find Your Way podcast, where we answer the question, who am I, which is what way stands for. I'm your host, Lindsay Means, human design expert and guide. This podcast is about human design, healing, and inner work for soulpreneurs with client-based businesses. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now let's get started. Before we get into this episode, I have a couple of updates. I'm currently in the process of pivoting my business. If you noticed, I switched from serving hairstylists to serving soulpreneurs with client-based businesses. Now, as a hairstylist, you are 100% still included in this. I'm going to record a whole podcast episode on this, but I wanted to give you a little insight into why the intro has changed. I'm also super excited to share that Shelby is my first guest expert within the Creating Alchemy membership, which is now open to all soulpreneurs with client-based businesses. And she is doing a breathwork ceremony this upcoming Monday, January 30th at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, if you're listening to this after that date, don't worry because you can join Creating Alchemy and you'll get the archive. I'm really, really excited to start this guest expert with Shelby because breathwork has been something that has changed my life. And we get into it a little bit in this episode, but I wanted to talk about it more so before we get into the conversation. So I've done multiple breathwork ceremonies, both virtually and in person. And the thing about breathwork is that it helps you heal and it's very somatic. It's very in the body. You don't know exactly what's happening because your body takes over. And this is the beautiful thing about breath work. And magical things can happen. I unlocked light language during a breath work ceremony. I have moved so much trauma. I've healed so much. It can be a little intense, but you're in control the whole entire time. So you are able to go as deep or as light as you would like. So if that resonates with you, I would love to invite you to check out Creating Alchemy. It is a beautiful transformation container, and it's one of a kind because I know every single member's human design. So what you get when you join is a monthly group coaching session. It's at the first Monday of every month. And during these coaching sessions, you receive support, whether it's in your personal life, your relationship, your business, and I will coach you and guide you through the lens of your human design. You'll also get an educational session with me. The next one is going to be relationships plus human design, which I decided to do this because it's going to be the week after Valentine's Day, and we're essentially going to do couples charts or two people charts. So you can run your kids chart, your coworker, your business partner, your romantic partner. And it's a game changer when you start seeing people through the lens of their human design. And then every month I will bring in guest experts. The next couple of alchemy sessions with guest experts are going to be a branding session with Jody Brown. She's going to be teaching the three V's of branding. And then after that, I have Misty Jane coming in and she's going to be talking all about money and money mindset. So if this is resonating, if you feel like hell yes, check the link in the show notes to join. And without further ado, let's get into the episode. Welcome to today's episode of Find Your Way. I am so excited to have Shelby Betancourt on the podcast today. Shelby is an emotional generator with a 2-4 profile, and we're going to dive into that today. Shelby is a Miami-based hairstylist, salon owner, host of the Healthy Wealthy Stylist podcast, educator, and life and business coach. At the age of 17, Shelby got told by her doctor that she wouldn't be able to do hair for more than 10 years after being diagnosed with arthritis. And ever since, she's been on a journey to heal her mind and body. Shelby teaches hairstylists and salon owners how to feel better behind the chair and overcome burnout mentally and physically through mindset systems and breathwork exercises. She is here to get you out of your head and into your body so you can make choices that align with your core values, as well as implement systems to better manage your business and embody true leadership through workshops and one-on-one coaching. I'm so freaking excited about this conversation with Shelby. Now let's get into it. Thank you so much, Shelby, for being here. I'm so excited to have you share your story with my audience. And I want to get this episode started off with a question. And I'm super curious to know, have you ever asked yourself the question, who am I?
Oh, such a good question. Well, thank you for allowing me the time and space to talk. I'm really excited to, you know, get deep with you because that's what this is all about. So have I ever asked myself the question, who am I? Correct? That's it?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because like I'm 31 and I was always told by, you know, the people I've worked with, people who are older than me, people I've looked up to, they're like, yeah, you really discover who you are in your 30s. And I had this like limiting belief that I like couldn't know who I was until I was at this point. And it's interesting because now I'm like, I'm figuring it, like it is aligned where I am figuring out who I am in my early 30s, where like my early 20s, I'm like, I am no longer that girl, but she still lives within me. Like, so more than ever, I think now, especially like doing this healing work and like transitioning into different parts of my career and expanding and growing, I'm constantly asking myself, like, who am I? Is this in alignment? And the funny thing is like, the more I just trust my body and I like just go inwards and I don't like try to force it, the more I'm like, okay, I don't know what this means, but this feels aligned. And I think that's really what it's about. It's like not about like knowing what the words are on who you are, like the adjectives, because I think that we put so many labels and emotions into these words. So like you can think like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm very uptight, and you can have like a negative emotion about around that. But like, yeah, sometimes I'm uptight, but that works in leadership, like being a little uptight, being a little more upfront, being a little more masculine, that does work. So it depends on like the meaning you put behind the word, where I'm taking the words out and I'm just like, this feels right. This feels aligned. This feels good. So yes, I've asked myself that, and I ask myself that all the freaking time. So what a great question. Have you ever asked yourself that? I'm sure you have. Like,
oh my God. Yeah. All the time. So this podcast is called Find Your Way, and way is spelled W-A-I, and it stands for who am I? And that I, the specific point in my life where I was thinking about starting a podcast, and I was like, who am I to start a podcast? And then I was like, who am I? Like, if one person listens to my story and is impacted, like that makes a difference. And so that was kind of the evolution of my brand and of my journey and my story. And so, yeah, I ask myself that all the time. And I love how you talk about feelings and alignment, because we can say, who am I? I'm a hairstylist. I'm a wife. I'm a daughter. I'm a mom. But when you strip away those layers, like, who are we really? We're a soul living in a body, having a human experience. And I love how you talked about coming back to the feeling of, is this in alignment? Who am I? Who am I now? Who am I today? Who do I want to be?
Yeah.
That's another interesting one. I always love telling people how we met. So we met on I don't know how I found you on Instagram, but I remember you were really focusing on fitness behind the chair. And I was like, this girl is freaking awesome. And my sacral just lit up when I saw your page, and I DM'd you and I was like, oh my God, I freaking love you. And then we met at Hair Love Retreat back in 2021. And I remember you like yelled at me, I think. You're like, Lindsay. And I was like, wait, it took me a second to remember, like to recognize who you were. And I was like, oh my God. And I feel like from that moment on, we just had this bond together. And I just love what you're doing in the world. So I'm so excited that you're here and that we're having this conversation.
Thank you. You know, I had heard about human design before you, but I want to say that, like, even though I knew the basis of human design, you changed my world with the way that you described it. So like for anyone who's listening, like, you want to know more about yourself, you listen to my answer of that question. A lot of that answer was backed up because of knowing my human design and knowing how to like tap more into what feels good in my body. And Lindsay, you have taught me so much about that in like such simple ways. Like it wasn't hard to digest. So like, thank you so much for helping me. And I'm so glad that I yelled at you. And
me too.
And we did an amazing podcast in Zion. It was so wonderful. And I like, after this, I want to record with you again on my podcast, because I think that every time I talk to you, I learn more about myself. And I just think that that's really cool. And I think that's what more of this world needs, is people who are like making other people feel good after they interact with you. And that's like my goal as a human being. I want people, whenever they're like in my presence, to feel better about themselves after they're in my presence than before. And you do that. And I love that.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. I love that. And you do that as well. And I feel a theme, both, we're both generator types. So you're a generator, I'm a manifesting generator. And 70% of you listening right now, you're probably a generator, and 70% of the world are generator types. And we have an open and enveloping aura. And this is a thing though, when for me, the most of my life, I was like living in grayscale. I was depressed. I wasn't shining bright. And even though we have that open and enveloping aura, it can be, I feel like it can be diminished a little bit based upon the feelings that we have about ourselves. And that's why inner work is so important, especially behind the chair, because you're touching people every single day, physically and emotionally and spiritually. There's so much that goes into being a hairstylist. And that leads me to my next question. When did you get inspired to start doing hair?
Great question. So when I was 8, my mom started dating the owner of the hair salon we went to. So it went from like us getting like, you know, my sister's godfather is a barber. So he would always cut my hair as a child. And like, no lie, I don't know how I have like these beautifully arched eyebrows, because he would like nick off my eyebrows because I had like straight across bangs and I don't have that big of a forehead. So like, but anywho, so she started dating the owner of the hair salon, and naturally I would go there all the time. So like after work, after school, I would go to the hair salon, and I didn't fall in love with the act of doing hair. Like it was a hair salon, it was a tanning salon, it had nails there, but like the thing I noticed was women came in feeling a certain way and left feeling a different way. And I was like, how can I be the pretty girl? Because like, they're all pretty, like all the hairdressers who were working there, they're all pretty. How can I be the pretty girl who makes people feel good? Like, this is an actual job. Like I can like do this for a living. Because before that, I thought like teacher, you know, like the doctor. And I was like, none of those, like, and mind you, I'm like, from 8 to like 13 in this like genre of my life, this era of my life. And I just knew like from that point on, I was like, I am going to make people feel good as a job like that. And the hair started coming naturally. They ended up closing the salon when I was 13, about to enter high school. And at that time there was a vocational high school. So like you did half your trade, half regular high school, and both my parents went to that high school. So I knew like, I'm going to that trade school. Like I'm going to take cosmetology. I'm going to go to that trade school and I'm going to work at the salon. And then my mom's boyfriend closed the salon when I was 13 and he gave me everything. Like I had a salon chair in my room. I had all the color, all things. I didn't know how to do it, but like my friends were down for me to experiment. And I would have my friends come over. I'd do their hair. My friends' moms would come in and I would do their root touch-ups in my bedroom. Like, wow. And like, I didn't know what to, I remember specifically asking one of my friends, I'm like, do you think we should use like the 10V or the 40V? And I was like, I feel like we should go 10. And she was like, no, let's go 40. And I was like, okay, let's go 40. Like, but I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what the colors were. I remember my friend's mom picked out like on the swatch book. She's like, I want this color. I was like, all right, then that's the color we're going to put on you. And luckily, I mean, it did not come out like that color, but she liked her hair. So we were good. So yeah, that's really what got me into doing hair was I just fell in love with the energy and then I experimented my way through and here I am.
You were literally born into it. I mean, it's basically what it sounds like. Like that is so amazing. And I like how you focus about feeling good. And I'm pretty sure you even said that in your bio of like making people feel good. And that is something that's so simple, yet so necessary in society today. So much of us don't feel good. And that is something that I'm passionate about as well. And it's very interesting because a big part of your human design is driven by this desire to follow your dreams. And it's very powerful energy. And it's, you have the capacity to bring your visions and dreams to life and like actually carry them out. And you literally described that in that story that you just shared, which this is the cool thing about human design is that we're all living by design. You're already doing it, especially as kids. Like kids are living by their design. They just get screwed up by their parents and their environment and society and all of the things. Maybe I shouldn't say screwed up, but influenced to potentially not live by design. And it's such a powerful thing when you have the awareness of this is how I'm designed and how to harness that energy and have that conscious awareness of it. So I absolutely love that.
I feel like, you know, you could have said screwed up because I feel like we're all a little traumatized by certain things that happen to us, whether it's like inherited or not. And it is true. Like, I mean, you ask anyone, like, do you want to be happy? And they're like, yeah. Like, do you want to feel good? Yeah. We have more accessibility to feel good and to be happy than ever. Like we have more connection with other people than ever, but yet we're still not happy. Mm-hmm. And I think that the thing is the labels are the things, the labels and the limiting beliefs and the things that we're taught in this like society are the things that like make us feel like we have to be like not too happy, not too sad, like be numbed the fuck out. Like, and that's my goal. Like now that I realize like, oh, to be happy is to feel all the feelings and to be more human and to like show people that that's what happiness is. It's like, hey, if I told you you had to cry to feel happy, like, have you ever cried so hard? And then after you're like, well, there's no way down from here. Like, I'm just gonna like be happy now. Or you cry so hard, you're just like, oh, it feels so good to cry. And then you end up being happy. Like, cool. That's you being freaking human. That's you like, oh, isn't that great? So like, yeah, I went off on a tangent because I do believe that like, yeah, we are a little screwed up and it's okay because everyone is screwed up. Everyone's feeling the feelings. Everyone is feeling the same thing that you feel at some point in their lives. People can relate more than they can't.
I love this tangent and it's such a powerful thing. And especially for you. So you have an emotional authority. And so I want to dive into emotions with you because have you always given yourself permission to feel your feelings? How have emotions been for you throughout your life?
I laugh because if you would have had this conversation with me in February of 2021, I air quote myself, like this is my quote. I was on the phone with Crystal L, and we're about to go on this retreat. And I'm like, you know, I'm in this group of these women who are, you know, all like high power hairstylists. And they're like in the group chat, they're like, I'm crying already. I can't wait to go on this trip. And I'm like, what the hell? Why are they crying? So I call Crystal and I'm like, yo, I don't know what's wrong with all these girls' lives. Why they have to cry so much. But like, my life is good. Like I have a great boyfriend. My career is taking, like, I'm like a 6+ figure stylist. I'm a salon owner. I have like a full staff. Like I have nothing to cry about. Like life is good. I don't get why these girls are crying. And I don't want to go on this like trip with all these people who like hate their lives because they don't know how to get their shit together. No, this was so egotistical, judgment, all this kind of stuff. And Crystal's like, yeah, me too. We're like hyping each other up. Like, we don't cry. We're going to ask for to be roommates. So we're not with all these, these crying girls. And no lie, day one, I am the first to cry. And you know who was the second? Crystal. Day two, I texted my boyfriend and I was like, it was at breakfast time. Like, so it's like 9 a.m. And he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, good. I cried today. He's like, oh my God, do you want to come home? Like, are they being mean to you? Like, what is wrong? And like, I'm at breakfast, so I'm ignoring him. And he's calling me. He's like, I will get you on a plane right now if you need me again. And I was like, oh no, like this is okay. Like, it's fine. Like, we did Kundalini yoga that morning. So it like brought out, like, I remember after the Kundalini yoga, I was like, whoa, I am fucked up. Like, you know, I had things that were like hidden underneath, and that like a lot of things clicked for me where I was like, oh, I'm this way because I haven't acknowledged that this is something I need to heal. And I have all these built up emotions, and I'm not just anger and happiness. I'm sadness. I'm, you know, traumatized. I'm that little girl. And no lie, in those 5 days I was on that retreat, I came home and I told my boyfriend, I was like, listen, the person I was before this trip will no longer be here. I cry now. I express emotion. I am changed. And I am also okay if you're not okay with that. I have processed this and I have, you know, accepted that if you no longer want to be with me because of this, I let you go. And he was like, Shelby, you're gone for 5 days. What the fuck are you talking about? And ever since then, it's been like a, you know, an onion peel, like a, okay, like I got through that, but now here's this coming up, and like it, finding more and more emotion. And like now I still struggle with the, like, I feel like I need to cry, but I don't know if this is the right time and space, and like creating that time and space. Cause like when I create the time, like I find that I want to avoid the time and space where I'm like, okay, like Tuesday's coming and I know I said I'm going to cry on Tuesday, but like I will self-sabotage a little bit beforehand. But I'm getting better. And I think that's what it is. Cause I just keep on reminding myself, like, okay, Shelby, like this is not a negative emotion. This is something that's going to help you feel better. This is something that like you need, and don't you want to be more human? Don't you want to like be able to hold space for other people? You need to experience this. You need to go through this. You need to like feel these feelings. And this is like what you learned about these emotions earlier in your life. You know, we're reprogramming 28 years of programming of like, yo, crying is weakness. You don't cry. Like, hurry it up. Like, you know, don't like stop doing that. Like, what's wrong with you? All of those things I'm reprogramming in like 2 fucking years. So yeah. So that was the first time that I was like introduced into my emotions. And now that I know, like because of my human design being an emotional authority, knowing that I can like run through the emotions before I make a big decision, that has been so helpful for me. And the, you know, it's running through the emotions and trusting the answer at the end. And like, even I'm emotional about that. I'm like, do I trust that? Like, do I not trust that? And like listening to my sacral and just like getting fucking quiet with myself and being like, what is a hell yes? Like what's going to bring me there?
So. I freaking love that. And thank you for sharing. And it's funny, because Crystal, I'm totally linking Crystal in the show notes. So go check her out. She's freaking amazing. I'll have her on the podcast at some point. But she reached out to me one time. She's like, I'm at a low. Like, what do I do to get out of it? I was like, you're not going to like what I have to say. Don't get out of it. Sit in it. Like, be in that low. And when you said, like people were always telling you stop being a baby or what's wrong with you. And I want to explain what's going on the majority of the time. Obviously this may not be all of the time, but probably is the majority of the time. Is your partner, he's not an emotional authority, right?
Yes.
He is. Oh, you both are. So with 50% of the population, and I have a podcast episode on this, I'll link it in the show notes, but the 50% of the population are emotional authorities like you. And what that means is that you are constantly transmitting emotions out into the universe. You cannot control it. It's part of your design. It's part of who you are. And so the way that you make decisions, the big decisions like dropping 10K on a coach, moving across the country, opening a salon, you need time because your emotions are ever changing. So you need time to feel into that decision through all points of your emotional wave. And everyone has a different emotional wave. And so what you're looking for is clarity. And you kind of said it, you were like, sometimes I don't even know if it's right. So the clarity is what you're seeking. Clarity that this decision is a hell yes, that you have energy for it, that it is right for you. And I generally say like sit on it for 24 to 48 hours, but it could take longer than that depending upon what the decision is. But because your emotions are always changing, you may never have 100% clarity. So you're looking for that 70 to 80% clarity. And what generally happens when I would almost guarantee that one of your parents or whomever is saying what's wrong with you or stop being a baby, oftentimes they are undefined in the solar plexus. So they are not an emotional authority. So this is me. And I tell this story a lot. My sister's an emotional authority. Before I knew about human design, she'd walk into the room and I could feel her. I'd say, Kelsey, what's wrong with you? She'd say nothing. So all of the emotional authorities, you are really good at keeping a straight face. But here's the thing, we can feel you. 50% of the population can feel you. And our normal, quote unquote, is cool, calm, and collected. When I'm by myself, I'm neutral emotionally. And so when I come across a wave, I'm like, holy shit, what's going on? Like something's wrong here. I got to get you back to normal because we think that everyone else is like us. So I would say, what's wrong with you? Kelsey would say nothing. And in my head, I'm like, you're freaking lying to me because something is wrong here. And we'd get into a fight. 30 minutes later, we'd be laughing. Everything was fine. So this is so powerful behind the chair. Yeah. Most of my career, I had stress and anxiety, and it was because of other people's emotions, because of my clients' emotions. It felt like they were upset. And so I took that to mean they hate their hair. They hate me. I'm a horrible hairstylist. They're never coming back. And so I had this anxiety and stress, but they could just be thinking, they may not even know what's going on with their emotion.
Yeah.
And so it's really powerful when you understand this, because when I understood that I was taking in and amplifying other people's emotions, now I can hold space. If you come in the room and you're pissed and I feel you, it's like, hey, Shelby, it feels like you're angry right now. Is there anything I can do to support you? And you can tell me yes or no, and I can help you, or I can go out of the room. If you get away from 6 feet, if you're within 6 feet of someone, you're taking in their energy. If you're outside that 6 foot range, you detach from them. So it's so powerful to feel your feelings, regardless of what your human design is. And as you said, it's uncomfortable. Like it's so uncomfortable to feel your emotions and it doesn't feel good. But like you were saying earlier, after you feel it all, it's like, oh, now I feel better.
Do you think that with even being an emotional authority that you feel like other people's feelings in a way, like you're talking about like the 6 foot rule and I'm like, okay, behind the chair, like I've definitely like walked into a situation where like my nervous system wasn't regulated. I'm stressed. I'm all the things. And my client has heightened that for me. And they've been stressed and it's like I feel it. I feel that stress. So do you think it's just because, does it work both ways? Can it be like, because I'm an emotional, I feel their feelings? Okay. Because that.
I have a theory about that. So okay. And this would be interesting to test out. You would have to know every single person's human design that sits in your chair to test it out. But I actually see in the future, I have a friend of mine and she gets all of her clients' human design so she can cater their experience to them. So I do see people in consultation forms, like hairstylists starting to understand their clients on a deeper level to enhance that experience behind the chair. But my theory is that you're the transmitter. So let's just say you feel this person's emotions. My theory is that they might be an open solar plexus or undefined solar plexus person, and they're reflecting back to you. So I'll tell the story. This is probably going to make more sense. I had a friend of mine, and she was like, she's an emotional authority. And she was explaining that she would walk into her boyfriend's house and her boyfriend would just come at her and be highly emotional. And she'd be like, I can't handle you. Like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm pretty sure he's probably an open solar plexus person. And I looked up his chart and he was. So I looked at her and I said, he's mirroring you. So in those moments where you feel like you're taking on their emotions, when the open undefined solar plexus person, we can amplify what the defined, emotionally defined person is feeling. So my dad's an emotional authority. When he was pissed at a level 10, I could be pissed at a level 20, and I'm mirroring back his emotions to him. And he didn't know how to handle his emotions. And so he's like, it just creates some chaos. So in those moments, for you and anyone listening who you feel, if you know you're an emotional authority and you feel like this happens, that may be an opportunity to turn inwards and to say, are they reflecting me right now? Mm-hmm. Now, that's just a theory, but we're all reflecting each other. Now, regardless of human design, we can feel into people. Like you can see people's face and their body language and their tone. And especially if they're a client of yours that have been forever, you can pick up on stuff. So that's just a theory of mine, but I do think it's very interesting, the mirroring and turning inwards. Not that everything's like, it's not always going to be about you, but a lot of like 90% of our life is a reflection of ourselves. And so those moments can give you a little bit more peace of like, okay, maybe it is me. How can I breathe a little bit more? Or maybe I can say, hey, I need a second. Like, I'll be right back, and go into the bathroom and take some deep breaths and then regulate yourself and then come back and then see what's going on. It'd be an interesting experiment to run.
Yeah. I like that you said that, because that's something that now that I'm facilitating breath work and I'm getting deeper into that, I'm learning. I was explaining to you before this podcast, like when you are going into a situation, you think about like a dog being your emotional support animal, or like a cat being your emotional support animal. Why? What makes them your emotional support? It's their nervous system. Their nervous system is calm, or happy or whatever. And when you're like sad, you can turn to your emotional support pet and they will help regulate it. So like as a hairstylist, sometimes you have to be that emotional support. And how do you do that? You need to know how to regulate your own nervous system by breath, by getting yourself like calm, like getting out of that fight and flight and into that like rest and release, which, you know, to me does look like going into the bathroom and doing some box breathing or doing some, you know, 4, 6, 8 breaths, just something that like, I can just like get more into my body and like put myself into internal safety rather than external safety. Mm-hmm. So I love that you said that.
I love that you said that, because that is so powerful. And oftentimes the nervous system is just so incredibly wild. And when you have the awareness of this, a lot of times I know behind the chair, my nervous system would be kicking off and I'd be in flight or freeze or whatever. And I didn't know that I could just leave. Like, you think you have to stay there, and there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I just need a minute. I'll be right back. Like, you can literally just do that. And especially like if you're running, there's times where I would run behind and I'd be late. And so I would be all amped up because I'd be worried I would be late for that client. And then I would just rush right into it instead of saying, even though I'm running 10 minutes late, like I need 2 minutes to come back into my body, out of the head into the body, out of the head into the body. And so that's such a powerful thing. And emotions are not bad. There's nothing wrong with emotions. They're just energy in motion. And they just, I like to say, they want to play with you. They want to dance with you. They want to flow through you. And to be human is to experience emotions. And the more you can, there's nothing wrong with them. I always tell people, stop saying what's wrong with you when it has to do with emotions. Like, especially if you're an open solar plexus person, stop it. Like, it's not, it doesn't feel good, and it doesn't feel good to the other person, and there's nothing wrong. And when you have that awareness, it's such a game changer. And it's just a little thing, just a simple, simple thing to be able to implement. So I love that we're on this topic.
Another thing that I used to do that I realized was regulating my nervous system. But whenever I'd get nervous, I would start humming. And humming, it, like, that vibration goes down your vagus nerve, which helps regulate your nervous system. Like, it's the nerve that runs all the way down. And now I'm like, oh my God, look at me. I was so, like, ahead of the curve. I knew how to regulate my nervous system by just humming. I thought it was like, it was my cue to tell everyone else in the salon, like, hey, I'm not doing good. Like, if you hear me hum, that's because I'm not doing good. But now I'm like, oh no, like, that's me being like, okay, I may not be doing good. I may be feeling something, but I'm regulating it and I can self-regulate. So if you can't even take like those 2 minutes and like a good song comes on, or you can control the song and you want to hum to it, that will help you like regulate your nervous system, especially if it's like a feel good song. Like, don't hum to like Lil Wayne. Like, put on some like Tony Jones or something like that, like some feel good music. I like happy mix or happy beats on Spotify, and like, that's my playlist.
I freaking love that. And we've given so, like, in this episode, there's been so many tips and insights on how you can really become healthier behind the chair and feel better behind the chair. And I know you're really passionate about health, and the name of your podcast is Healthy Wealthy Stylist. So I would love to know, do you have another tip that you can give to the stylist listening to improve their mental and physical health behind the chair?
Yes, of course. I have like a list. So I'm going to give two tips. Okay. Number one is, this was really helpful for me. When a client sits in your chair, you're entering their bubble. They're not entering yours. So knowing that you're entering their, you know, their energy, you can also walk away from their energy. So you have that control. You have the control to be like, I'm here, I'm in this. And if it gets too much, you walk out of it. You can also use, like, sometimes I'll go into the bathroom and like, I pee a lot, like TMI, but I pee a lot. And I have been told by my mentor, it's probably my body's way of like cleansing the energy. I absorb a lot of energy. And she's like, you probably like just pee it out. And, you know, using that time to like wash my hands and use, like, knowing that, like, okay, I peed out their energy. I'm washing my hands. I'm cleansing myself with their energy. Now I can go back into that. Like, I've recharged, so to say. So that would be my number one, like, tip, to be like, you're entering their energy and you have the control to leave their energy. That also comes with, like, your energy has to be good. So, like, how are you regulating your nervous system? Like, before you go into work, are you like grounding yourself? Can you ground yourself before you go see that first client? Because I see it all the time where I talk to hairstylists and I'm like, what time do you get to work versus what time does your client walk through the door? Because if you're getting to work at the same time as your client, how are you grounding yourself? How are you getting yourself there? Because you're not in the same position as your client. Your client's there to get a service. You're there to do that service. So how are you prepared to do that service? So I always go in at least 15 minutes early. I light incense. Like, I have a very like routine. I go in, I light incense. I drink some water. I look at my station. I pick the playlist. If music isn't already playing, I'll take like a couple deep breaths to myself. I'll check my schedule for the day. Like, I need to ground myself by doing these certain things in order to be good. My last tip is, which you said one, but I'm giving three. is make sure that like when you're in the salon, like we know that being in the salon can be like really hard on our bodies. And like we all heard of like the over-caffeinated, dehydrated, you know, malnourished hairstylists. And if there's one thing that I want to teach hairstylists is like when you're feeling like you need that next cup of coffee, grab a snack. Like your body's probably craving protein. So if you're feeling tired and you're feeling like a little exhausted, grab protein. Protein is going to be like your thing that's going to give you more energy than coffee would. Coffee is going to give you energy and then a crash. Protein's not. So grab protein, drink some water, and then you can have whatever you want, whether it's the temptation of the sugar cookies during Christmas, or it's the, you know, the extra cup of iced coffee that you like freaking love because it's delicious and it's probably filled with sugar, which I love. I love coffee. But I also know that like my body is not saying I want more coffee. It's saying I want protein. I want water. I need a snack. I need to like re-energize. So bringing easy to eat snacks with you to work, like eating healthy, that's what's going to like help you behind the chair, do better hair, not feel burned out, not feel like you can't do this anymore or it's so hard on your body. Yeah, it's hard on your body, but you're making it harder because you're not taking care of yourself. You need to, like an athlete who's doing all of these, you know, things, like let's say a basketball player or a football player, they're not like eating like shit or not eating before and after their training or like during a game. You see them, like you see a football player, he's chugging Gatorade because he needs electrolytes. Like he probably had like a high protein diet or something like that beforehand and after. It's like you are like, this is your career. This is your area of expertise. You need this in order to do your job. So do it.
Do it. Yeah. Yes. I love that. And schedule lunches. Like that's a big thing too.
I disagree.
Really?
Tell I disagree. Me more. I will never schedule a lunch.
Tell me more.
I don't want to. I don't want to sit and eat because I see that like time, this is why it won't work for me. If I have a gap in my schedule, that gap means I can work a little slower. Mm. That gap means I can run a little bit late. That gap means I'm going to clean and I'm going to answer the question because I'm a salon owner. So the second I have like a minute to myself, it's my assistant's coming up to me. This stylist is coming up to me. This person's coming up to me. Like these people are coming up to me. But if I have, like, if I make triggers throughout the day where like every time I'm mixing a new bowl of color, I'm just eating a quick snack and I'm, you know, drinking some water, that works out for me. I will work at a normal pace. I'm constantly like eating. If you're the type of person that like can't create these, like I believe that triggers and eating throughout the day is healthier than eating one big meal, because what are we doing when we're making that? Like, let's say we schedule 15 minutes for lunch. Okay. And let's say we actually do it. You eating a whole lunch in 15 minutes is so bad for your digestion. I know when I have 15 minutes, I'm scarfing down food. You're not chewing. It's bad for your digestion. You're going to feel like shit at the end of the day. So I would rather create triggers and eat small things throughout the day that I'm chewing a little bit slower and that I have time to digest. So I don't, you know, feel like crap at the end of the day. That for me works out better. So sorry to argue with you. I'm not arguing. I'm just like respectfully disagreeing. But if I do have, you know, 15, 20 minutes to eat a meal, I will. I just think that like scheduling it out, it's for me, it's never worked. And I work better off snacks than a full
meal. You know, it's so freaking funny that I'm so glad that you countered that, because I was thinking as you countered, I was like, I never scheduled lunch and I always ate while they were processing. I never double booked. And so I would go into the back and I would be like, okay, I'm processing during this time, or if I had those 15 minutes. So I actually do love that. I retract my scheduling. I do think we're both generator types. I do think for manifestors and projectors and reflectors, like the quote unquote non-energy types, it probably would be a good idea to schedule. And I have a projector friend who she schedules like an hour and a half for lunch and she goes home and it's like her time to really not work so hard. So I do think scheduling would probably be beneficial for those types. But for generator types, like I said, I never schedule. Anytime people are like, schedule lunch, I ate lunch every day because I love food and I always ate. But yeah, I'm so happy that you countered. It's yeah, so good.
You know, I used to tell people that, or I used to, you know, when I first started like speaking my message about like being healthier behind the chair, it triggered me when other hairstylists would be like, cause you know, it was like trendy, like a year ago for everyone to be like, oh, we should be healthier, schedule your lunch. I'm like, do you do that? Because I'm probably healthier than you are, quote unquote, like, and I don't do that. I doubt that you do. So I challenge everyone who says, oh, like schedule lunch. Do you fucking do that? And if you do, if you don't, what's your solution? So I had to find my solution, which is creating triggers, which is every time I'm mixing a bowl of color, I'm drinking water. Every time I'm doing like, my client's processing, I go through a thing where I set their timer. I grab food. Then after I grab food, I clean up their, like my station. Like mm-hmm. I have these triggers set in place because I know I'm not going to take, I only work 6.5 hours a day. I'm not going to take an hour and a half lunch.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I'm not going to. But what I will do is my client's always going to process and I don't double book. And I always need to mix another bowl of color. So those things do work out for me and it's what helps me.
Well, and I love the triggers and I love that not everything works for everyone. So that's the other thing too, is when you hear people saying, you should do this, you should do that. I always say, if you're saying I should, I need, I have to, like you're out of alignment. And just because it works for someone else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And then I feel like there's this guilt that happens of like, well, I should be scheduling an hour lunch because this person said to do it, but I didn't do it. So then you feel bad about yourself. And it's finding what works for you.
Yeah. And then you're like, I failed. So I should just give up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, no. I'd rather you like just eat snacks throughout the day and know that like that was the most that you could get in and you didn't fail.
Well, and then when you have snacks throughout the day, you're going to have more energy, especially if they're protein focused, and then you can have a big dinner or you have like a really healthy breakfast before. So it's really, I love that we had this conversation because it really, and this is also tying back into human design. Like not everything works for everyone. It's not cookie cutter and you have to do what feels healthy and good for you. But like you said, like if you should schedule a lunch, but you aren't scheduling a lunch, what are you doing instead of that? And I hope that this conversation can help you really think about your health behind the chair, because I did hair for 10 plus years and I still have like a crick in my shoulder because of the work that we do. And we have to be taking care of our mind, body, and soul while we're behind the chair. And so definitely I want you to tell my listeners where they can find you. What are your offerings, how you can support them. Please let them know where you hang out online and what you have to offer.
Awesome. So if you want to know most about my personality, you're going to find that definitely through my podcast, The Healthy Wealthy Stylist. I'm very vulnerable and open on Instagram as well. And this is the best way for you to contact me. So at shelby.betancourt, it'll be linked in the show notes. As far as offering, I do have a free hairstylist lunch guide in my link in bio. Lindsay, I can also send that to you. Mm-hmm. And I do host in-person breathworks and workshops and masterminds. I will be posting my 2023 schedule soon. I'm just wrapping it up and seeing what feels really good. So if you want to, you know, come to an event, or you want me to come to your salon and host a workshop or a breathwork, and if you don't know about breathwork, slide into my DMs. If you think that that's interesting, you want to know more about that, please ask me about that, because this is something that has changed my life and I'm so passionate about it. And I think it's the best thing for team building and, you know, leadership in general. So that's where you can find me.
Yes, definitely go follow Shelby. If you live in the Miami area, connect with her. And I'm totally going to bring you in to do a breath work ceremony session in the Creating Alchemy membership in 2023. So be on the lookout for that. And thank you so much, Shelby, for being here. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this intimate conversation. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Find Your Way podcast. I want to ask you a question really quick. Do you want to learn more about your human design? If you said yes, I would love to invite you to send me a screenshot of your chart on Instagram. My handle is @LindsayMeans with an underscore. And there's a link in the show notes to get your chart below if you don't have one already. If you want to learn more about my offerings and freebies, check out lindsaymeans.com. If you love this episode, share it on social media and tag me. I would love to connect with you. If you like this content, subscribe now so you never miss an episode. And remember, you are perfect exactly as you are. You aren't broken. You don't need to be fixed. It's only a matter of remembering how freaking amazing you are, and human design helps us with that. See you next time.